Is Dr. Schumacher dictating a progress note on Craig Chapman? C-H-A-P-M-A-N, Craig, C-R-A-I-D. Place was Embry-Riddle. Date was September 12, 2022. In paragraph two, complaint, Mr. Chapman was seen regarding Down syndrome, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, gout, and COPD, and asthma. New parent history. Overall, he's not feeling too badly today, period. However, the staff reports that he is having a gout infection in the area of, a gout exacerbation in the area of the right toe and knee, period. There's pain there, and there's some redness of the foot, period. It was tender, period. He denies other major symptoms, but he does walk, period. Other than the leg, the knee and foot pain, there's no other pain, period. New paragraph review. System is negative for any evidence of dyspnea, nausea, abdominal pain, fever, or other specific complaints, period. On examination, he was not acutely distressed, period. Blood pressure 120 over 56, temperature 97.9, pulse 80, respiratory 16. Head and neck was unremarkable, oral mucosa normal. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular was normal. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal, heart sounds, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen soft and non-tender. And musculoskeletal, he has pain of the right great toe and tenderness and redness there, period. There's slight tenderness of the right knee, period. He denies, sorry, put that. He does have urinary incontinence. Pupils are palpable. There's no edema, period. There's decreased shoulder range of motion bilaterally, period. A neurological exam, cranial nerves are normal and sensation is grossly intact, period. In paragraph assessment and plan, one, he has a acute flare-up of gout. I've ordered colchicine 0.1 milligram when they get it, plus 0.6 milligrams an hour later, period. I have ordered 0.6 milligrams daily for another 3 days, period. We'll do a uric acid level, period. He had labs a few months ago otherwise, period. In paragraph two, he has insomnia, and I'll increase melatonin to 10 milligrams daily as it helps partially at the current dose of 3 milligrams, period. Three, he has urinary incontinence and will order a script for briefs, which he needs, and a bedside commode, period. Four, he has hypothyroidism. I will continue that by thyroxine 25 micrograms daily, period. Five, he has history of asthma and COPD, and I'll continue Advair 100 over 50, 1 plus BID, period. He doesn't seem to be needing rescue inhaler at the present time, period. I will continue atorvastatin for hyperlipidemia. He has significant dementia. I do not believe he would benefit from a cholinesterase inhibitor, period. He has depression, and I will continue Lexo 10 milligrams daily. And he is on Lamictal 150 milligrams daily for mood, period. That was all contained in the current plan period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.
Yes, you could do. And he got stung.